Now, yesterday I caught up, we've got a new little segment here. Yesterday I caught up with Richard Mutton. Richard is the morning presenter on DCFM in Dubbo. We're going to have a bit of a chat each week, find out what's making news in the bush, find out how they're taking some of the bigger, the news that's also happening here in the city, find out some local issues too. Here's the chat I had with him yesterday. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Very good. Now, what's making news in Dubbo?
Well, what's making news in Dubbo this week is, of course, the annual show. And very quickly, the annual show is sort of, well, where people from, 300-400 kilometres away,
wow,
Cobar, Bourke and beyond, Louth, those places, come into Dubbo, and we have a three-day show here where they can exhibit their sheep, their cattle. Wood chopping is huge, and we also have, usually we have an event, a singer of some description. This year it's Adam Brand,
cool,
the brand of country music, and we sort of, we don't rock and roll, we sort of do a bit of country music for this year at the Dubbo show.
Awesome. So it's sort of like, I guess we've got here, we've got the Easter show here in Sydney, where the country comes to the city. It's just sort of local stuff there for the Dubbo show, is it?
Well, it is. It's sort of a minor Easter show because we have Sideshow Alley, and mm-hmm, most of the people who are in Sideshow Alley at the Royal Easter Show come to Dubbo. They go via Bathurst, first of all, then they come up to Dubbo because the shows are held particularly, just after the Easter show.
Yep.
And so all those gruesome rides that kids love are here in Dubbo. And being a grandfather, I'm hauled onto them. And come on, Pa,
yeah,
have a go at this one. Last year, they had this thing that went up and down and sort of dropped your belly about out of your feet. Oh, it was terrible.
And what about the food? Have they got the terrible food as well? The hot dogs,
yeah,
and
mate,
the,
you've got to have
everything
a Pluto
deep fried.
You've got to have a Pluto pup at the Dubbo show. But no, they do actually have, obviously, local growers. And our local wine industry is featured. And being a red wine drinker, I don't mind trying the local product yet again.
Yeah.
We do have one winery here called Tombstone Wines, and I don't know why they selected that name. The wine is very good, and you certainly don't end up under a tombstone after you've drunk it.
Sounds incredible. Now, you were talking earlier, the ear bus, that's something that's happening
locally.
Look,
this is a venture in Dubbo that I'm really, really proud of. A couple of hearing teachers 7 years ago heard about a system in Western Australia whereby the government send out buses, they're large SUVs, really, mm-hmm, and they test children's hearing.
Right.
And what has happened, we've discovered in Western New South Wales, that a lot of children suffer from otitis media. Put bluntly, it's gluey ear. That's where the ear gets filled with wax, and I hope no one's eating pus, and they find it very, very hard to hear.
Wow.
And what this little bus does, it goes out to various schools and community groups like Mingan, Wellington, Warren, which are all within a day's drive of Dubbo, and they test children at schools and at community centres. So far, they've only just got going. In a week, they found 30 children in one particular location that had hearing difficulties.
Wow.
They're then brought into Dubbo to doctors to get looked at further. And in most cases, it's a matter of a course of penicillin and telling parents how to keep the ears clean and the kids how to keep the ears clean, and off they go. And for the first time in their life, as one little girl expressed the other day on my program, I can really hear now.
That's incredible.
And I thought that was wonderful.
Absolutely. So going to sort of quite small little towns all around New South Wales, all around the country, and just helping these kids out to hear. And sometimes,
yeah,
I guess...
just in Western New South Wales.
Right,
now, what we've done is, because I've had a bit to do with it as well, what we've done is we've approached the state government and said, hoi, this is what's going on. Gladys Berejiklian is coming to Dubbo on the 3rd of June, and she's going to be shown the ear bus and shown how a community has raised over $150,000 to get this bus on the road.
That is awesome.
The whole bus itself was donated. We had tradies in town put a room in the back of the bus, which is fully soundproof, so you can do the hearing test. And then we've got to pay a couple of people, obviously, to run it,
mm-hmm,
and to drive it everywhere to find these children. And to keep it on the road and to keep it going, about $50,000 a year. We've already had one grant from the state government, our local member, Troy Grant, who's also the Minister for Police, who has given us $50,000 for next year. After that, we're on our own. So hopefully we can convince our GLAD to come forth with A, more of these buses for country New South Wales, and B, help finance ours.
What a wonderful story to see, to hear the community sort of getting together. You say the tradies getting in there and get stuck in, donating the bus in the first place. It's a good little story, that.
Oh, yeah, mate. And then a sign-writing crowd in Dubbo put sign-writing all over for us. And the company that donated the bus is going to fully service it and give us petrol.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Oh, sorry, no, another car company in town is giving us petrol.
Yeah.
But the people at Hyundai, I hope I can say that, are going to service the bus. And it's a V-dub, actually, but I don't know why we've got a VW with a Hyundai. Don't ask me that arrangement. They just gave us the bus and we didn't argue.
No, it's doing good work. I think that's what counts. Now, what's happening with school funding in Dubbo?
Well, it's a bit of angst this week, and it's made the local news and the local papers, and certainly we've been talking about it. And it's the Catholic school funding. And Adrian Piccoli, who was the Minister for Education and who lives in Griffith, in the Riverina, has come out and said, look, when I signed off on $500 million for Catholic education in New South Wales, I had no idea where it went. He's now no longer the minister, and he said this week, I have found out where this money goes. And a lot of it is being taken from regional schools in New South Wales and pumped into fancy schools, if I can use that word, in Sydney.
Ooh.
And so we have a situation where Mary MacKillop College in Bathurst has lost about $800,000 to St. Francis in Pymble. And in Dubbo, very successful St. John's College has lost nearly $500,000 to go to schools in Sydney. And Adrian Piccoli, who is a Catholic, has made that very, very clear that he is not happy about where the money is going, and it should be going to rural and regional schools in New South Wales. And I've got to agree with him. I can't see why flash schools in Sydney or flash schools in Sydney should be getting the money. And a place like St. John's, which has 600 students, gets excellent HSC results every year, is missing out on $500,000.
Yeah, and doing it, doing a good job for the community. I dare say they've got some borders of that school, I imagine, yeah?
Indeed they have.
Yeah, so they'd be getting kids from all across New South Wales, Western New South Wales.
Yeah, what happens is we haven't got a boarding school in Dubbo, but we do have three private schools. We have a Christian school, the St. John's Catholic School, and the Anglican school called Macquarie Anglican Grammar. And what happens is kids come in and they stay in flats, they stay with relatives, and those sorts of things, or in hostels, and go to school here. And that's the way it's been for many, many years. I don't think we'll ever see a boarding school because the system seems to be working quite well. The other thing people do out of area and come into Dubbo, we have a shopping population of nearly 170,000 because they come from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
In Cobar, it's a mining town, 300 kilometres from Dubbo, five families there have grouped together and they rent a house in Dubbo. What they do is they between themselves say, hey, are you using the house this weekend? No, mate, you can use it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come down, stay a couple of days in the rented house, do their shopping, see the bank manager, see the accountant, do all those sort of things, and go home.
Right.
And you might get the other couple come during the week. Okay, the kids miss a couple of days of school. But that's sort of accepted in country New South Wales. Oh, yeah, they're in town. Dad's doing business, and there doesn't seem to be a problem there. And we have smaller schools who actually do, smaller primary schools who actually every month take a Friday off to allow families to come to Dubbo for that sort of thing. And how they make up the hours is they just start a half an hour early each day at school for those days so you can have the full Friday off.
Yeah, right. Now, we were just speaking just before we went to air. You've just said goodbye to some people. Where were you earlier today?
Oh, yeah, very quickly, because I think we're running out of time. Today I've been given a preliminary view of a 74 aged care facility built by the Masons in Dubbo. Huge amount of money, $3.5 million for 74 rooms and all the extras. I really haven't absorbed it all, So I might tell you more about that next week. But
I think we'll have to, yeah.
Say, it's just magnificent.
Sounds fantastic. Well, Richard, thank you so much for making the time to have a chat. If you are in and around the Dubbo area, make sure you tune in to Richard. You hear him. When do we hear you, mate?
9 or 12, 88.9 DCFM.
Fantastic. We'll speak to you again next week.
Terrific, mate. See you soon.
Thanks, mate.